how much they trust him and they love him, how much they do things around the house and out for the husband, for the children, for the face of Allah. That is the essential point every Muslim woman should focus on. Of course, a woman wants to be a career woman out there, and they think, you know, they can help the society, particularly in a multicultural society, not in an Islamic society. They can be more advanced, they can be more help to the mankind. That's true, but they should never ever forget the first things comes from home. The children comes first. This is the first things that any woman should focus on. I remember many ladies who just give up the career to be at home, teaching their children at home, because the schools in Europe, particularly in England, doesn't teach as it's supposed to teach. It's not like the olden time. They teach children has no respect for parents. They do not give them enough material to go about how to sort of survive in a society from age of 12 up to 70 and 80. What is being taught in a school indirectly, it's all about being rebellious, disregard this, don't listen to that, be yourself, love yourself, what you want. It's nothing about humanity and giving. It's nothing about devoting. Many, many women, Muslim women, even, I mean, I can give you a list of organizations, non-Muslim women too, they home schooling their children for because of that reason. So if in order to do that, a woman should be fully educated in many subjects. So if she taking care of that, the fruit and the result will come within 15, 16, 20 years. They will have a better kids towards them, the attitude and respect. They will have a human being in a society who knows how to function in regard to different matters. And of course, when the society and the government go astray, this human being who've been taught well can take care of this matter. If we want to specifically, you know, in deeper level to talk about this. But Muslim woman is not only for the children, the responsibility for the children is in their hand. There are furthermore in the hand that if they can take it on, like Fatima alayhi salam, like Shahida, like Sumayya, we have got so many numerous names and numbers in an earlier stage of Islam, how women were, you know, side of the man, acting and living in that time in order to Islam be established. It seems the history playing that things again in him, in a man life, if they can, if they want to establish Islam, they have to use every minute of their time, particularly daily that I'm talking about. Sounds harsh, sounds very hard, but they have to realize, you know, if we won't do that, Islam went down the drain for three, four centuries. We have to bring that back. But if we don't take that on seriously, we're going to lose this treasure.
Definitely. Okay, so you did, again, make some reference to women in society. What exactly is their role in society?
Oh, role in society. For instance, a woman going to drive, a woman going to cover, a woman has to observe, particularly those women who are very beautiful, they would be chased after. They have to recognize, you know, the way, the attitude they have towards a man. This is one thing to make the man recognize, I'm here only work with you. And if you're interested in me, there are certain things that you have to observe to reach me. This message is not easy to pass on when you live in a society, everything is so freely done. Mm-hmm. The other thing is a woman has to do, for instance, there are two ladies that I know, they are gynecologists and one of the other one is a surgeon. They have to, in that work, there are so many mischievous behavior going on, mm-hmm. particularly the doctors and hospitals become a business. A woman who is there, if you're observing her duty, particularly when she's a Muslim, she can pass a message how a human being has to act towards one another. What is the right of the patient? I'm here only to serve, not here to make money, not here to sort of, you know, gain fame, or I'm famous, or I'm doctor. These things has to really go out of the mind of a woman when works in a society. As a lawyer, I'm sorry to sort of, I don't want to sort of say this, but this is the truth, is a framed sentence being said everywhere: lawyers are liars. Many women become lawyers over here. It is so hard to be truthful in this field, particularly when you take a case on. When a woman is a lawyer, particularly Muslim woman, if she tries to observe the truthfulness, she genuinely would lose her position. She genuinely would lose cases. But for the sake of Allah, she has to really take on the cases which is true and play her honesty role. To do this is not easy to go about. There are many things you have to lose, but then one they have to recognize during the years they will achieve the result. One day people would appreciate what they were doing. The role in a society is much harder than inside of the house, because inside of the house you're your own boss, you're a queen of the household. But in a society you have to play so many games, you have to observe so many things, you have to crush lots of your ego, lots of your desire, in order to get to the point of truthfulness and a healthy life. I don't know if I answered your question. If you want me to go deeper, or what specifically you want me to say, please do raise up the question.
No, that was great. That was great. How about the workforce? I mean, society, like you said, it's very difficult, because it's getting worse every day with the corruption, with more lies and deception. It's just getting worse and worse. And how about the workforce? I mean, you did say something about that. Are they obligated to go out and work? Is that okay in a Muslim family for a woman? I mean, just a slight reference to that.
Oh, what you mean? So, if, you know, they're allowed to go to work? Is that your question? Mm-hmm. Sorry, I couldn't get at what you're trying to
yes,
say.
Yes, exactly. So just a slight reference to women in the workplace. And like you said, society, they have to go out in society. Is that okay, Islamically, for a woman to go out into the workforce and to interact with men and just be out there in the workforce altogether?
Well, we have to know Islam is very vast, and it's very open to everything. There is no limitation. There is no, there is no barrier for women to do what they want to do. Definitely they can be in a society. Definitely they can work out. But Allah has given them the choice. You know, we all come to this world, we have a choice to be non-Muslim. We have a choice to be kafir, like that means covering up the truth. We have a choice to submit. A human being is above all the other creature. The human being has got, the only thing differences between us and other creature is to choose. If you choose to be in a society, it's farewell. If you choose to be inside the house, it's all what you decided to do in your life. And then in Surah Al-Isra, you know, it says that day your action, like a book, is hanging on your neck. It is you choose what is in that book. Nobody is stopping you to do what you want to do. But if you increase your knowledge or learn who you are and what you're doing on the earth, particularly as a role of a woman, Islam allow you to do everything. But if you want to be out, you have to sort of, you know, balance it. What is the best in an eye of Allah? What is the best for the society? What is the best for the family? If that affects your family, and destroys your family, what is the point going out there helping 1 in 1,000 people, which is fantastic, but then your family is scattered. The family is the root of a society. If that's been destroyed, then this is the choice of that woman who destroyed that. This is how the women should think. Nobody's stopping them, and I'm not saying not to become a doctor or work in a society or go for a career, but they should really recognize the first career, it is the motherhood. It is not an easy job, and it is not a joke. This is really, really, my sister, is really serious. You won't believe it, how many family, either husband and wife, living together for the sake of being together, but unhappy, and the family are everywhere. They're living their own life, or they divorced. And you can see what is the outcome. The Muslim, the non-Muslim have got that style of life. Muslims should do no better and show it a better way of life to the other human being. This is, they have to really think about it when it comes to the career or works in a society, if you know what I mean. If it's going to affect the family, they should leave the career out there. But if it's not, then alhamdulillah. Go for it. There are many women whom Allah did not give them children. Some of them decide to adopt many kids who do not have parents parenting them, bring them up Muslim. Some of them, no, they decide to go out and present the ability, which is fine. Islamically is fine. But then it is the choice of a woman which one to choose.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, great. Thank you for that. You'll want to stay tuned because up next is From Here and There. Welcome back. Well, now it's time for Mahdi Babagoldzadeh and my colleague to present interesting, absorbing news pieces, stories, revelations, medical pieces. Let's see what he has for us today. Mr. Goldzadeh, over to you.
Thanks, Mrs. Akju. Thank
You're
you very
welcome.
Much. Well, hello, dear viewers, and welcome to this part of the program From Here and There. As usual, I've got three articles for you. The first one that I found is about children, the second one about cancer, and the third about a site. Now, the first one. U.S. children are exposed to about 4 hours of background TV every day, a condition which can have negative effects on their natural development. Now, previous studies had tied background TV to problems such as learning and reading difficulties amongst young children. This is because kids have not yet acquired the ability to multitask and focus on different things at the same time. Furthermore, TV is so often a parent's good friend, keeping kids happily occupied so the grown-ups can cook dinner, answer the phone, or take a shower. But clearly that electronic babysitter is not an educational aid. Now, it also says that the study, which will be presented at the annual meeting of the International Communication Association in Phoenix, has a clear message for parents. If no one is watching TV, turn it off. So this is why the American Academy of Pediatrics says that babies under the age of 2 should watch no TV at all. So no TV for kids under the age of 2, turn it off when you're not watching it, and most importantly, don't let them watch uneducational programs. Welcome back. Now, an Iranian researcher and chemistry lecturer, Dr. Parviz Nowruzi, has designed and developed a biosensor that can show the level of cancer growth. Now, the biosensor can detect the level of cancer growth and recognize the health improvements of the cancer patients after they undergo surgery. Now, the recently created biosensor was designed and developed in the Electrochemistry Center of the University of Tehran. Now, recognizing the level of cancer growth after operation can play a significant role in treating patients. The new method will complete the diagnosis process in just 1 hour, leading to proper decisions for the patients. Now, well, as I was surfing the net, I came across a site. It was called